I remember when you were playing, what the countdown to camp was like. Is it kind of an odd combination of eagerness but dread?
You know, I think things are different now. I think camp is different than it was back then. You know, train camp for decades was designed to get you in shape. Because, you know, early on, you know, we read all the stories where guys had other jobs, you know. And so it was a 6 or 7 week long thing with 2 days every day. And there was, you know, you just worked. And because the off-season programs weren't the way they are now. You know, our off-season program, you get everything accomplished. Your team's in very good shape. So, you know, you don't do the level of contact or the number of hitting practices, and so it's different. So, you know, I still think, I mean, train camp's train camp. I mean, there's that sense of anxiety, I think, that starts to set in a couple weeks away, and you start crossing days off, and suddenly you got your last Friday and then your last Saturday of freedom, and then, you know, you show up and you go.
When you were going into those 6 and 7 week camps personally, was there a sense of dread building up to that, just because you knew how much they were going to work you and how long it was?
No. I mean,
it's
what you did. Yeah, it's what you did. I went and tried to go in with the rookies every year because it was a place to sleep and free meals. So.
Are you surprised the guys with early exit today? Early ending?
Yes, I do.
How come?
You know, I thought we had a great off season, and they've worked, they've done everything that we've asked, and I felt like they deserved a little treat. We had 3 or 4 periods left, and it's all something that we can pick up in July. So they earned the break.
And you want them rested for tomorrow night?
Yeah, I thought about just excusing my team, but
what did you see the most happening things you saw from Vince over the course of the last couple of weeks?
Well, I think today really tells the whole story. His eyes downfield, picking up the deep receiver, his accuracy in the plus territory. Footwork today was excellent, and they missed just a couple throws. So, you know, they started with a one-on-one. He was very accurate in the one-on-ones and placing the ball where it needed to be placed.
Jeff, is there any nervousness as you guys head into this month where the guys are off? Did you get that phone call that you don't want to get?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think they're fully aware of you know, the potential for problems. You know, that they have to be smart when they travel. We encourage them to rest, you know, to have some fun. But, you know, you have to go real careful. I mean, our experience has shown that, you know, you can lose a player at a family picnic. And, you know, you just have to be very, very careful. So, you know, we talked about that, discussed that, and I'm confident that their heads are on straight. They, you know, the important thing here is not to take a step backwards. We want to keep moving forward, and they know what's required of them.
You didn't take didn't call on the 07 draft class for a lot last year beyond Michael. What kind of new contributions do you need out of those guys now that kind of that red shirt year?
Starting to see it. I mean, we're seeing particularly out of, you know, Antonio and Jacob. You know, they've come out of nowhere, despite the fact we're not in pads. They still come out of nowhere, and they got a chance to contribute. Mike Otto's done a nice job swinging both sides, and so we're seeing that in everybody. The two young receivers, you see them making plays now. So, you know, we feel like they should be able to contribute, and you know, all indications are that they will.
Does the clock start to tick a little louder for guys like that in terms of? Yeah, you're in second year now. We have some expectations. We got another.
Well, I think it's always the case with you know, you expect to see significant improvement from year one to year two, and so I think it's always the case when players are stepping in their second year. I mean, they understand it's time, and the good thing about it is I think where they really grow and mature is in the off season. And we've had, like I said, we've had a great program.
Last year, all the talk was about how this was such a young team and, you know, needed to develop and mature. You think the success you had last year has kind of erased that thought, that nobody's talking about how this is a young football team anymore?
Well, I mean, you know, we reached one of our goals last year, and that was to get in the playoffs. You know, we've obviously set our sights higher this year, regardless of whether you're young or old. We've got a team that consists of players that were there last year that have higher expectations. I think that's all that matters.